the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm really excited to have joining me today my sidekick in life. We have Katie Moore here today. Katie Moore is a self-proclaimed biohacker and she has her own YouTube channel. And in case you don't know this yet, Katie and I have our own podcast together called Beauty and the Biohacker. How much fun has this been collaborating together this year, Katie?
It's really been just such a blast. I mean, I think we met back in March and we have become friends since then. And we, like, midway through the year, we're like, why don't we just take this and make it something even bigger? And as a result, such was born Beauty and the Biohacker. And I guess you could probably guess which part of the equation I'm under and which one Rachel falls under. But my life is about experimenting with all the latest gizmos and gadgets in the biohacking space. And so my hope and my true passion is to help bring some transparency and honesty around these devices through my reviews. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for Rachel on the beauty side with, you know, different products that she recommends. And so we just kind of combine forces. And I think that's really the message that we're trying to share out to the community.
Yeah, I think it's really the future of beauty is integrating biohacking. So it's really a perfect fit. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what are some of the things that saved our skin for Katie and I when in-clinic options weren't available, and how we really upped our at-home routine and tapped into some pretty darn key insights for aging impossibly well. That's why you guys are tuning in here. You want to know the latest and greatest information on how to look and feel your best. And just so you know, don't forget to check out our podcast, Beauty and the Biohacker, that we co-host together. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review. We'd love to hear from you. And yeah, so let's dive into all things beauty and biohacking with Katie Moore.
So I think that's a great jumping off point. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, Linda. Thanks for joining us live.
Yes. And isn't it great to be kind of in a new year? We were just talking about this. Like, it almost, even though it's just a new day and a new month, it does give you kind of this fresh start. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, you know, that I kind of had as a reflection point from last year was like, okay, I had a lot of some strange breakouts that I normally don't get as a result of wearing a mask for a long period of time. You know, you're preventing yourself from getting that normal oxygenation of your skin
and of humidity and the friction. Trust me, I'm there with you, girlfriend. I have acne prone skin in my mid-30s too.
It's such a strange phenomenon, because here, yeah, I take such good care of my hormone health, of, you know, I really just kind of test all the time to see what my marker's at. So everything kind of checks out, except my skin was flaring up a little bit towards the last, you know, tail end of the year. And so one of the things, and, you know, obviously I have you to credit, was like derma rolling. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought, you know, derma rolling combined with, you know, mild exfoliation of the magnesium cream or the magnesium scrub that you recommend has been such a game changer. If I have like a little bit of an acne, you know, flare up, I immediately go to town with like the magnesium scrub, because it does reduce the inflammation site for me within a couple of days. And, you know, I have tried my fair like hand at all these different gizmos and gadgets and stickers, and nothing quite works the same as when you use that product and you have a little bit of patience. You know, nothing is going to take it away overnight, but I have seen drastic changes as a result of using that consistently as part of my skincare routine. So that has been something that I can say has helped me with avoiding, you know, the in-clinic treatments to help keep my skin looking fresh.
Awesome. And a couple of the basics I just want to reiterate is cleanse morning and night, moisturize morning and night, use your mineral-based sunscreen every single day, and exfoliate a couple times a week. So all that stuff, you can reach out to me directly at rachelvarga.ca. You can book a one-on-one session with me. We can spend an hour going through what could be right for you. So I want to talk about some of my top at-home skin saviors. Dermal rolling was 100% one of them, because what I was used to doing was, you know, getting laser treatments once or twice a year for pigmentation or pore size or acne scarring and hair removal. And I was also used to getting my hydrofacials all of the time and injectables a couple of times a year. So we had the time from basically March to June. It's like, what am I going to do to keep my skin as healthy as possible? And I really actually have 2020 to thank for this, because I really discovered that what we do at home is actually even more important than going into the clinic. And we just got a thumbs up for that. Yes, that I will say that again, what you do at home is even more important than what you do at the clinic. It's like living healthily. It's like using your biohacking tools and test kits and tracker devices. You want to do it all the time, not just once or twice a month or a week.
Right? I feel like 2020 made us so much more resourceful and also independent, right? Because as you said, you had to kind of take on control of your own skin without external factors to help you with your goals. Same with me. I had no access to go to a sleep lab. Trust me, I've tried. I've reached out to every sleep lab like I could possibly find, because I'm so interested in knowing what that is. But instead, I invested some time and effort into researching some of the best sleep tracking device companies out there. Oura Ring is definitely one of them. Dream 2 is another one. You know, I looked at my sleep data and I was able to really assess how good my quality of sleep was. And then I could make changes in my lifestyle to help, you know, accommodate for that. So when you don't necessarily have the means or the resources that you normally are used to, you really have to kind of figure out, well, how can I make this work for me in the comfort of my home? And that is really where 2020 has taken both of us in terms of our careers.
Yeah. And also like how I can help my clients in new ways, right? Really, truly optimizing our routines to the effect that when I get a breakout, I don't go straight to my hydrofacial or laser treatment anymore. I have the right products on hand to make things go away faster than usual. I should actually do like a live, you know, follow of when I get a breakout and how fast it goes away, because I can literally make my breakouts go away in like 2-3 days. And I'm acne prone thanks to, it's a sign of youth, as Naveen said, the creator of Viome. When I asked him, you know, what are your thoughts about acne? He's like, honestly, it's a sign of youth. So give yourself a little bit of grace here. So let's talk about collagen for the skin. This is a big one. I really started to notice what people kept asking me about all of the time. It's, okay, what do you think about collagen for the skin? What do you think about dermal rolling? What do you think about red light therapy? What do you think of at-home laser hair removal? What do you think of this device? What do you think of that device? There are so many freaking gimmicks out there. And you guys tuning in here, meeting with Katie and I, we're both available for sessions. If you want to optimize how you're biohacking your life, you can check out Katie's resources at katietypea.com. And then also you can book a call with me at rachelvarga.ca. But let's talk about collagen for a second.
Let's talk about it, because I definitely started experimenting with collagen about 2 years ago. My foray into the world of collagen was really Dave Asprey. You know, he kind of made collagen much more accessible, and we'll talk about some of the supplement forms. But you know, it all of a sudden, like I feel like I woke up one day and collagen was in every single health bar and drink you could possibly imagine. It's collagen water, collagen this, powder form, supplement form. So Rachel, I mean, I do look at you as the skin expert, and this is one of the reasons why we always talk about these kind of things is like, what have you found, you know, in your research and in your own practice that has been the best form of collagen for you? So, you know, I always try to like, you know, hone it or kind of really make it narrowed down to the consumer, because everyone's going to have a different reaction to things, right? Some devices work for me and others don't. Some supplements might work for you and others don't. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on collagen 101 and what has worked the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Collagen is something I used to poo-poo. I'm just being totally transparent with you. I would have people say, what about this and this? I've seen so many nutraceutical, I've seen so many gimmicks out there, and there's just been a handful of companies that have actually done the work and have actually done the research. And in case you're tuning in for the first time, I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. I've been in the industry for about 10 years, 20,000 procedures, and I'm actually the executive board member for the Plastic Surgical Nursing Journal and peer reviewer. Literally submitted a paper last week as well. It's going through the peer review process. So collagen is something that I just kind of wanted to wait for a little bit until it started to make its way into the medical grade world. And that's really important that you know that I use my wise discernment with things. So there have been a couple of, I'm kind of going to hide the label here because I'll talk about this when I meet with you in a one-on-one call. And Linda just chimed in and she said, are you available for a call right after this? Yes, I am. Just go to rachelvarga.ca and book a consult with me. There you go. So what's really cool is some of the medical grade, I'm not paid to talk about this brand, so I'm not really going to say like a brand name. But there have been Health Canada approval for this particular brand to actually make claims that it can reduce hyperpigmentation, it can reduce inflammation and slow down the aging process in the skin and reduce breakouts. This is a freaking huge deal because I haven't come across a supplement company that was able to make those claims before, because the regulations in Canada are definitely stricter than in the USA. There's a lot more ingredients that are banned. Mm. And same with the UK, they have even higher restrictions. So taking collagen for the skin, yeah, I am a firm believer in, you know, taking some powdered collagen, I'll throw it in my bulletproof coffee or a tea. But I also did my Viome test. We interviewed Naveen Jain from Viome, the creator. And after my test, what was determined to be better for my gut was actually mammalian bone broth.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, I occasionally do bone broth for the glycine before bed because it can actually help kind of like calm you down. And I have, you know, definitely felt it's easier to get to sleep at night as a result of it, with the purported side benefits of it also being good for your skin. So I sort of have always looked at collagen kind of with a grain of salt lens as well. Like, this might be working, this might not, but to actually hear some concrete evidence coming in, I'd love to see a copy of their clinical trials, because I'm all about like, what does their case study look like? What, you know, how big was the trial? How long did they do the trial? So, you know, I'm always like honing in on the data points, but I'm definitely going to look into these supplements and kind of maybe even give it a shot myself. So, thank you, Rachel, for being a guinea pig in this sort of testing this out and sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, what I've really observed in the industry is you just kind of need to wait a while. It's last year we saw CBD in absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. CBD supplements, you know, tinctures in skincare. And I'm just going to be totally honest with you. It has not made its way into any medical grade skincare products that I have come across, but we are learning more and more about the CBD receptors in the skin. So I'm excited about the future of that. But in terms of collagen, there's a couple of different types of collagen that you might not know about. Is you could get your collagen from, say, chicken, you can get it from beef, you can get it from marine sources as well. And collagen is one of the most abundant proteins in our body. And fun fact, my dear father, he's a carpenter. He has just total like loss of collagen in his hands, totally weathered hands from using them his whole life to build awesome things. And, you know, my mom was having some health issues this year and we got her on some pre-probiotics from our interview from Just Thrive. I got those from my mom. She did the Viome test as well. So people, get your parents doing this stuff.
Yes, 100%.
Right? Like Katie, I know for you, you've lost loved ones. And yes. I know one of the reasons why you're doing this is to help promote awareness that we can help our parents.
Yeah. I think it's, to be completely candid with you guys, like I lost my father-in-law about a month ago and due to stage 4 brain cancer. And I lost my dad a year ago due to ALS. So there has been a lot of sadness and loss in my life due to some unforeseen health issues. And it's when those moments happen in your life that you really take a step back and you say, what am I doing? Why am I here? How can I use the knowledge that I've accumulated to help a greater good, right? Not only to help my own family, because obviously that is my number one priority, but how can I spread this out to other people so that they can help their own and their parents can live into their 90s and 100s, right? And so I'm a firm believer in that. It's all about testing for you know, your step one, because I think, like, I mentioned this on my channel. I did a whole thing about like how to talk to your family about health, because I think this is something that people don't really know about.
And it's like a good video.
Thank you. It was really a work of love for me, because it has been a struggle to get my family to, I'm sorry, Linda, I see your note. Thank you. It's been a struggle to get my family to really, you know, take a keen look at their lifestyle. And so the one thing I know for certain that has not worked for me is throwing the kitchen sink at people. Do not tell them that everything is wrong with their life, that they need to change their diet and their exercise and their skincare routine all at once. It's like you build up the foundation. You start with testing. Okay, where are your levels at? Okay, cool. So that's what you need to work on. How can we start? And then you build and you gradually grow from there. It's kind of like a carpenter. You got to start with the foundation. You got to lay that housework down before you start building, because if you try to just like put it all in at once, it's going to fall apart. So that's my take. I'm happy to, if anybody wants to reach out, you know, like I do consultations mainly for sleep, but if you want to just reach out and talk to me about how to talk to your parents or your family or somebody, I'm here for you. Like I've been through the ringer and I can speak, you know, to that and the struggle and I can give you some guidance. So I'm here if you ever want to reach out.
And thank you for your transparency, because it has impacted my parents' lives. Both my parents have lost like 20 pounds this year. My mom was starting to lose some of her hair just from the stress of all of this. So I got her to connect with Dr. Alan Christensen, who we're going to have on the show also. We're putting that out there right now. He's a thyroid guru. And they started taking collagen and I couldn't believe it. Like I can't believe how my dad's skin has improved just from taking collagen powder in his coffee. I kid you guys not. Just like the skin turgor and just the way that his face skin looks is pretty crazy. So I'm a huge fan of the powders. I'm a fan of unflavored as much as possible, but there are some, you know, good options out there that do have some flavor. So I can go over that. And then there's also soft gels available that if, say, you don't want to deal with a powder, you can do soft gels for collagen. But buyer beware, do not get this stuff off third-party websites, because you never know what you're actually paying for.
It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's one of my biggest takeaways from this year is e-commerce has exploded and so many people are just looking for that external quick fix, right? For example, I get asked this all the time. What about at-home laser hair removal? My optometrist even asked me this year. She's like, do people need to use eye protection for this stuff? I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by saying this, but in my opinion, I think you're better off going into the clinic for your at-home hair removal. I just really question the efficacy of an at-home device, because honestly, the lasers that we use for hair removal in the clinic are about $140,000, and the at-home hair removal options that you'll see online are like anywhere from $150 to $400. So I would be inclined to wait for that. But I think that the future of the at-home devices are going to continue to, you know, really improve things. And biohacking has changed my game and my life. And I have that, you know, I have you to thank in a big way for that, Katie.
Well, I love hearing this. That's amazing. Expand on that. Like what have you started to do differently as a result of, you know, quote unquote biohacking? And how have you seen results? So yeah, to expand on that. Tell me.
Yeah. So I think in my kind of circle, people were kind of like, oh, biohacking, that's just like the cheater's way to optimizing our health and wellness. And then I really started to take inventory of, you know, who these people are that are biohackers and what they're really trying to achieve in their lives and also the lives of others. And what I found with the biohacking community, which is amazing. If you're a biohacker, trust me, I want to meet you. I want to help you get your skin looking on point because you're already doing the stuff you need to do to get the insides on point so that your skin looks better. And it's just really a community of forward thinking, health conscious individuals that I think should be paying less money for healthcare insurance, because the biohackers are seriously the people that are, they're tracking their data, they're wearing their Oura rings, they're doing their at-home gut tests. And these gut tests like Viome, that used to be like a, you know, a couple thousand dollar test. And now we can get them for like $300-$400 delivered to our home. And then we can look at our app and look at what foods we need to avoid or have more of. And because of that, getting that Viome test, I was able to identify in my mid-30s that I had some gut issues I needed to work out on. So they were kind of like the yellow flag. So I got at them before they became orange or red flags, which could have later presented as, you know, disease down the road. So it's mm-hmm. such a fantastic way to prevent.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the systemic inflammation that you get that shows up in your skin is a result of just not taking care of your health, eating the wrong foods, not getting enough sleep, not doing the proper exercise, you know, in addition to all the protocols that you talk about, you know, the basics of cleansing and moisturizing. But like, if you're also not doing just like the basic fundamental, you know, work of being a human, getting your sleep, like getting consistent sunlight, you know, like these are the things that we just need to keep doing every day to keep ourselves at a baseline, to prevent all of that other inflammation from starting to pop up and then be a problem for us in other ways, whether it be brain fog, acne, gut issues, like it's all connected. So yeah, I think like
everything's connected. Let's just like, oh my gosh, this has been on my mind. This is my show. This is our show. I'm just going to say it. Y'all need to notice the division that's happened this year. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, why is my skin freaking out? Why am I losing hair? Why do I not feel very good? Why am I always stressed out? Let's just take a moment to think about how we can start to be more unified as you know, a human community. And I feel like the biohackers are kind of ahead of the wave on this.
Yeah. I mean, I think that could be a fair statement. I don't know, you know, there's different gradients of biohackers. So I hate putting us all into the same pool, but yes, we're for the most part, a lot of us are very forward thinking and doing the research and the science, despite not having like science degrees, but like everything I've looked into when it comes to like your gut health and the gut brain axis, it's all through the vagus nerve. And like, that is also where you can like impact your stress levels. Like there's so much that we are real. I'm at least myself, I'm really starting to kind of go down the rabbit hole of like, how can I like keep myself healthier just by focusing on this all, like this huge meat suit that I'm wearing? Like there's everything inside my cells is going to be impacting me in one way or another, good or bad. And all of it depends on how I'm nourishing my body inside and out, right? So take care of yourself first and foremost, eat the right things, drink the right liquids, you know, like just doing those, that basic like detoxification as much as you can, expose yourself to cold and hot. Like these are things that you can do so easily from your own home and you will start seeing those results instantly. Like
it really, your news exposure, guys. It's like you don't need to be checking your phone every 5 seconds. It's like, what are some of the statistics of us looking at our cell phones right now? Mm-hmm. And we have to think of what goes in, comes out, not just what we're eating, but also what we're exposing ourselves to energetically and spiritually. So I'm here to bring in the body, mind, spirit, energy side of beauty and radiance. And Katie is the very type A hacking side, which is great. So let's talk about top product picks. So what were some of your top product picks this year, Katie?
Yeah. So I definitely am big on sleep, as you know, and I have talked extensively about different sleep tracking devices, the Oura Ring, the Dream 2 headband. I think they're all fantastic. One of the things that I've discovered this year that has really impacted my overall sleep quality has been getting a cooling mattress pad. So I've tested out the Chili Pad. I've now since upgraded to what's called the 8 Sleep mattress pad. And it is, it's a temperature controlled mattress pad that basically you can determine at what point of the night you want it to be hot or cold with a built-in sleep tracker and a built-in alarm. So it is just basically revolutionized what your, how your mattress can essentially work for you when you're sleeping to help give you some of the best quality sleep that you're looking for. Because studies have shown that, you know, lowering your core body temperature at night can really help you get into a deeper state of sleep and also improve your HRV. And so and lower your heart rate. So like just being able to switch on a device and have that happen without having to do anything else external is phenomenal. Another couple of devices, and I'll, you know, I have all of my information about the best products I've reviewed on my YouTube channel. So I'm not going to take up too much time.
Which is awesome if y'all are ready to nerd out on this stuff.
Yes, please. I'd love your feedback. I'd love your thoughts. And I love product ideas because I'm literally always testing and researching. But getting a CGM, which is a continuous glucose monitor device, to be able to look at my glucose levels in real time and get the help of a nutritionist to walk me through, you know, when, what those spikes mean, what the deltas mean, and do a bunch of experiments on myself from cold.
We have a really great interview on this topic.
Kara, who is the lead dietitian on their team, came on our show. I would highly recommend you listen to that if you're thinking about getting one. She was fantastic, and I love their product so much. So that is something I have 2 boxes actually sitting on my shelf, and I'm planning to do another couple of reviews on. So those are my like major picks that I've just really loved this year.
Awesome. I have to say my top biohacking picks have been the Oura Ring, the Viome test, my Juve red light therapy, cold water plunging, and taking my collagen supplements. I'm sure that something else is going to pop up, but I'd probably say like my top one is actually getting off grid and getting away from other people's cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, like literally 3 hours into the woods in my Jeep. Nobody's around. And yes, I do have all of the appropriate preparations necessary in case I get stuck and have a mechanical breakdown, which yes, I have experienced and was able to fix my radiator hose myself.
Just, you know what we need to get you? We need to get you like a walkie-talkie, one that has like extremely long range so you can always like dial up somebody to come save you.
There's
in the
an
world.
App. You don't have to get sat phones anymore. You can actually get an app on your phone.
And you can work without Wi-Fi?
Works by satellites. It's pretty cool. It's like what the park rangers use.
Oh, okay, Miss Park Ranger. I love it. If anybody is going to get stuck in the woods, like Rachel, you
get stuck with me.
I would love to get stuck with you. I think it would be hilarious. And I feel like I'd just be so safe. You'd like, you know exactly what to do. I'd be like, uh-oh. Everybody take your shoes off. Let's do some grounding.
There's my flashlight, my zap straps, my screwdriver. Let's do this, right?
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I do have a couple of product picks that I know you guys are wanting to know. Rachel, what do you use for this? So these things are available at therachelvarga.ca/store. And a lot of the other products that I work with, because I work with like 13 brands, are actually, because they're medical grade, you can only access them after a consultation with me. So there are definitely some things I use that I won't talk about today, but here is what I will talk about. This sunscreen I am obsessed with. This is the TZO3. It's a primer. It's got antioxidants in it. Because I'm a little bit oily in my T-zone, it helps to kind of mattify things a little bit. really great, lasts all day, and it's mineral, so you can use it safely on your lash line and it won't sting your eyes. I literally bathe in this pineapple oil. I actually will just take the top off and do a couple of glugs in my bathtub with just some unscented magnesium Epsom salts before bed. And I literally get out of the tub and I am moisturized and lubricated head to toe. It is fantabulous.
I use that for post-shaving, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. I actually use it for shaving.
I've done that too, but I didn't want to waste the bottle. So I do like a Bariani olive oil, like cream, and then I lather that on after and it's like, I'm good to go.
Yeah. The other one is copper firming mist spray. I really like this one because if I already have like my cosmetic creams on, my sunscreen, my makeup, and I'm just feeling like a little bit dry, I'll do a little hit with this and it just absorbs really nicely over top of everything. And I'm getting an additional dose of antioxidants, and antioxidants are what protect our skin cells from oxidative stress and free radical damage. So if you don't want skin cancer, wear your sunscreen and also use products with antioxidants. And I just wanted to mention that, unfortunately, your fiance's father-in-law, the brain cancer actually started from a melanoma.
Mm-hmm. It did. Yeah. So, and then it just progressed from there. And the unfortunate thing was catching it too late. So by the time he got the proper diagnosis and treatment, it had already spread metastatically throughout the body. And once it hits the brain, it's kind of, there's very limited resources and things that you can do. We did a emergency radiation, didn't quite fix it. And then we couldn't, you know, I don't want to go into all of the details, but that is really, once
pay attention to our skin,
you've got to pay attention to your skin and look at those clues early on, because that if you can nip it in the bud early, there is a chance that, you know, you can just end it once and for all. But once it starts to spread, cancer just leaches onto all your cells and lots of areas of your body. And then that was the unfortunate result that we saw. So yeah, I cannot like stress how important it is, if you are in your 30s and 40s, to get like a skin cancer.
Actually, in my 20s, I had an atypical mole removed. So you're never too young or too old to get your moles checked out. Yeah. Book a call with your derm. This isn't medical advice. We're not physicians. This isn't medical info. This is educational info. But our skin is our largest organ, which is why I love talking about it. Because when we look after our body on the outside, it does end up integrating and, you know, doing some good things on the inside. So there's a couple other things here that I want to talk about. One of my favorite moisturizers here, this one is the Emolia, and this one's available on the store. It has mandelic acid. It's got a little retinol. It's got a little glycolic acid. So it's hydrating, but it's, you know, you can definitely use it as your AM, PM routine. If you're a little drier, the Reparative Moisture Emulsion guy here is definitely one of my favorites right now. I'm using this one all the time. And I find that usually with moisturizers, I have to use like 3 to 4 pumps of it to get coverage. And literally with like one little pump, it just goes. It's awesome. I use it on my face. I use it on my eyes. And then this was the year, I hate to say it, I had to start using a neck cream.
Oh,
so this is my neck perfect guy here. And then the skin on our neck is actually different than our face. The absorption pathways are different. So hit my mid 30s this year, I have started to use a neck cream, and I am not shy to say that.
Well, I mean, I think it's a really important thing to not forget and skimp on when you're doing your routine too, because I think like we only focus on this area, but then what happens when this area starts to go, then it's like, oh,
floating head syndrome, y'all.
We don't want to invest in turtlenecks for the rest of our life.
No. And it's really funny because I'll meet with women in their 50s and 60s and all they've ever done is look after their face, and they've totally neglected the neck, the chest, the hands. So whenever you put your products on, put everything on your face, neck, sides of the neck, before you put your clothes on, and put your leftovers on your hands. That's a really key one. And there's a couple others I'm going to talk about, but let's maybe just wrap it up with this guy. So the Tizo Lip Sun Protectant, again, you can get this one on the store. And I love that it's hydrating, but it's also got mineral sunscreens in it and some antioxidants. So I'll actually apply that like well beyond the pink of my lip, because for women, we tend to develop lip lines a little bit more easily than men do. We tend to go through different aging processes. So for women, we lose about 30% of our collagen right when we hit menopause. So it's like 50. And we tend to lose about 1% to 3% of our collagen each year as we age also. So by supplementing your collagen, using your sunscreen to prevent that accelerated breakdown, maybe doing some collagen induction therapy like dermal rolling at home, or also getting certain laser treatments in the clinic to give your skin a little bit of like a collagen boost are all good ideas. But those were some of my top product picks this year. There's many others, but those were the ones I wanted to focus on.
I love it. Yeah. And Rachel's store is just a fantastic place for you to do a deep dive here. I've sent a lot of my friends to her store. And so I definitely recommend you go check that out. You know, she has a full description and even some bonus links for people that actually comes back and supports the show. So know that like everything we do, all the research that Rachel and I have both put into our stores, we are ruthless with the companies we work with. Like, believe me, we curate these things to a T.
As much glass as possible, as little packaging as possible, how these companies treat their employees, what it looks like when I get deliveries, how much excess packaging are they using? In fact, I've stopped working with brands that just send way too much packaging along with the orders. And we have to start paying attention to this and being smarter consumers.
And this is how we are going to be able to make people more conscious consumers, is by kind of telling you these things and really look out for that. You know, there's this whole idea of greenwashing, which I know you've talked extensively about with Stacey Lindsay, who's the former editor of Goop. And, you know, she really kind of hits it on the head with all of these things that are labeled a certain way and make you feel like you're getting the best product ever because it's organic and natural and blah, blah, blah. But like, honestly, like this is where you can be a smarter consumer. Either trust the people that you trust, or do your research yourself and look at what the studies say and look at what the science is. Are they testing on animals, et cetera? So I just am such a firm believer. That is like my mission of 2021, is to just make everybody who listens to our podcast, who, you know, follows our YouTube channels, is like, just be smarter about it. Because you basically, sorry, I'm going off on a rant here, but you basically vote with the value of your dollar.
You do.
And you are putting, like, I'd rather put money into a company that's going to do a research on like the science and actually contribute to the field that they're, you know, bringing a product into, rather than just like marketing dollars. Like, it's crazy. And like, I'm starting to see a shift as a YouTuber, and I'm having companies reach out to me. And I am a very small YouTuber, and they're saying, guess what? We don't want to do that advertising on Instagram anymore. We are noticing that that is not the way people are buying their products anymore. They want trusted reviews. They want people looking at data. So the more that we can encourage each other as a community to get serious about our purchasing and to really think mindfully about what we're putting our money towards, I think that is the game-changing message and theme of 2021. I did not expect to go there, but I went there.
just this morning, I saw a before and after photo of a Marionette line, and the title was, you know, get rid of your deep wrinkles in 30 minutes at home. And it's like, okay, that was clearly Photoshopped. So I've seen this all the time. If a before and after photo seems too good to be true, y'all, it's never just one thing. It's called combination therapies and combination treatments, which is what I get into in my one-on-one work. So, Katie, where can everybody find you? And we'll wrap up this
call. You can find me on katietypea.com. That's where I have like all of my products that I recommend. I have my sleep consultation. And then if you want to just see me do some deep data diving into every single product I review, I like scrutinize the science to a T. Katie Type A YouTube is where you can find me, and also on Instagram. Just give me a say hey. I can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure. And for all things skin at home and in clinic, seriously, just reach out, rachelvarga.ca. Send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I'll kind of get you in the right direction. And yeah, this is just, it's been a fun episode. And for to learn more about Beauty and the Biohacker and what Katie and I are up to together, you can find that at beautyandthebiohacker.com. And we just wanted to kind of show up here and share with you all what some of our favorite tips and product picks were this year to help you guys become smarter consumers. And it was just a pleasure, you know, chiming in and sharing how this year was kind of for both of us. And it's been so much fun meeting just so many of you that have been tuning into the show and on our YouTube channels. And we're here to continue to support you. So don't be a stranger. Subscribe, like, hit that bell notification so that we know, you know, when we go live next. And have an awesome rest of the day, Katie. So good to see you again.
You too. And happy new year to everybody.
All right, guys. Until next time. Stay fabulous. Focus on your beauty. Focus on your biohacking, body, mind, spirit, energy. Just do all the things.